Bong. Hi, Sashir.
Bing, bing, bong. Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm good. I saw you last night, and that was nice.
Oh, it was so nice. I was so hungry.
Yeah, you're a monster.
Sashir, I hadn't eaten all day, did a show, tee-hee-hee, ha-ha-ha. And then there was like an hour to kill in between. So I like sat in my car because I was like, well, I can't go home and then come back out. If I go home, I'm home. So then I went to the bar and the bartender, the rudest bartender I've ever met in all the land.
Dang.
I sat down. He went, I hate her. I'm going to be so mean to her. She doesn't deserve service, a smile, happiness, kindness, or good vibes or thoughts. I wish her nothing but bad things.
Oh, no.
I'll pour her this wine. I'll take her money. But if I could hex her and her family, I would. I hate her. So then I drank my wine. And then I was like, wait, I'm so hungry. So then I started texting you. If you don't sprint here, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to die.
You had to bury me. All in all caps. Well, also, we agreed to meet at 9:30. And then you were like, hey, can you meet a half hour earlier? And I was like in my pajamas, not ready to go. And I was like, okay, I'll try. and then I was still late.
And it's fine. I was going to order something at the bar, but then I didn't know how because I was like, this bartender might decapitate me if I order food.
That's not
he right. He hated me, Sashir. And I left him $6 on two glasses of wine because I wanted maybe a smile. And he was like, not even for money will I smile at you. Tuh-tuh. I hate you.
Was it really busy?
Kind of, but not like horrifically busy. He was very kind to the two people on either side of me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think I was victimized because of who I am, which is Nicole. Fire. Oh, wait. Can we bleep out my middle name? I don't want the people to know. I don't know if it's out in the world.
It probably is, but
probably. But I want to bleep. Can you make the bleep sound like this?
Were the people on either side of you like little young hotties? Was he trying to get some from them?
Well, no. Okay, so to the left of me was a couple, and they were like French, Italian, German, or Swedish. They were one of those.
Quite the range.
Yes. I couldn't really pick up the accent, but they were not speaking English, if you know what I'm saying. They were European.
Well, they could be European and still speaking English.
Sashir, they weren't from here, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, they weren't from here.
They were from the European nations.
Okay.
So, and then the people on the other side of me were a trio. It was a boy, a girl, and a boy who came later. Mm-hmm. And they were like young and hot. Mm-hmm. The lady, though, had eyebrows that were basically connected to her like fucking hairline. Oh. She had them snatched so high. And I wanted to be like, did your surgeon do, like, did mm-hmm. someone do that? Because it looked so unnatural. And I was like, was that the goal?
Probably like, not.
You know the carrot that you put when you forget a word in a sentence when you're writing? That's what her eyebrows look like.
Oh, no. Just like an upside crazy. Down V?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's that's a better description, an upside down V.
No, I mean, the carrot. You describe what a carrot was to me like this year.
You're like, oh, I did?
Yeah. I think it was something on Zoom. You're like, click the carrot. And I was like, what? Carrot? What? Is that a little V guy.
I wonder if it's not actually called a carrot and I'm wrong.
I don't know. Jordan's saying you're right.
I'm right. What a dream. Can I tell you, last night, so I record my sleep and last night was the noisiest night in a long time.
Oh no.
I moaned for so long. For most of my time in bed, I was going,
Have you noticed if it correlates with when you drink?
No. Sometimes I'm stone cold sober and just a noisy bitch.
Maybe that's just who you are.
I guess. Even in my sleep, I'm like, I have to make noise.
Yeah. I gotta be heard. I got things to say.
Oh, My God. I wish I was just a little quieter, you know?
Yeah.
Because one day, somebody's going to be sleeping in my bed.
But they'll get used to it.
Ugh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll be like, I love earplugs. And I'm like, oh my God, what a coincidence. I'm so loud sleeping. And you like earplugs? Oh my God.
I love earplugs. I'm just wedging them in my ear right before I go to bed.
Well, you know, whoever I date is going to be a real freak.
They'll have to be. Wait.
They have to, because I'm a real freak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you the most exciting thing happened? And if you listen to my other podcast, you'll probably hear this too. So my favorite ice cream place was WAZ. Wait, WAS.
Okay. Oh, no, she's cool now. She's hip. WAZ.
I can't believe that flowed out of me so well, that incorrect, weird spelling of was. Okay, was WOZ a huge fan?
I was
a huge fan of Ample Hills Creamery, and they have since changed hands of who's up top. And the people who used to own Ample Hills Creamery now have a place called The Social in Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. And you can order pints from them on Goldbelly. And they sent me pints, and I like lost my mind. And then I opened them up, and they were even fucking better than I could ever imagine. Mm. This year, I cried. I cried with a scoop of ice cream in my mouth. One tear fell down. And
right?
It was heaven. I love ice cream. And they also sent me a shirt, and I cannot wait to wear the shirt.
Aww. The Social's a good name.
Right? It's a good, get it? Oh, you get it. Ice Cream Social.
Yeah, I get it.
It took me a minute. I truly was just like, oh, they want you to chat about the ice cream.
And be social. Like, oh. Make friends.
And I was like, oh yeah, ice cream social. Hmm. But it's so good. Oh, I wish you loved cold things.
Yeah, I'm getting a little better. I had some of that ice cream from last night.
You did? Oh, that was fun. That was like goop.
It was a goopy, cakey ice cream thing.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Oh, my stars.
I almost said, oh, my boy. And by almost, I said, oh, my boy. And then Amelia covered up with, oh, my word.
Oh, my boy.
Oh, my boy.
My boy.
My boy.
But no, I actually went to the doctor because I probably am close to iron deficient, but mm-hmm. not completely. And he did like a little test mm-hmm. to see if that's the case. And he was like, do you ever have a craving for ice? And I was like, are you kidding me? I hate ice. No, thanks. We reject. I would never. I'm always cold.
And that's an iron deficiency thing, chewing on ice, right?
I guess so, yeah. Which so is wild to me because I'm cold. Like, part of it is being cold all the time, but also wanting ice.
Oh, interesting. Maybe you're iron over-efficient.
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true? You can be iron over efficient?
You might be. I think it's possible to be that. I am not that.
Oh, all right.
I think I'm like just on the low range, but not officially deficient.
Okay. I wonder what I'm deficient at.
Mm. Mm.
There's iron deficiencies. I think my iron's pumped. What about like, what else is in us? Like magnesium? I don't know. What's in us? Carbon? What is in us? There's iron. What's in us?
I think maybe those are in this. Yeah, wait, I don't actually know.
So iron's in the periodic table, right?
Yeah.
Wait, is all of the periodic table in us?
Oh boy.
Oh boy. I don't know.
I have no idea.
The periodic table?
Is it all in us? I'm every element. It's all in me.
So sure, that got me good. It's all in me.
Me.
Would you want to hold over on some baby?
Zinc and gold and iron, baby.
Wow. Ooh, that really got me. I think the other thing that's getting me is like you're wearing a carpet.
I know. As I'm talking about how cold I am, I'm truly in a fleece, drinking hot tea.
Oh, that's cold. Fleece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
You are always cold.
I'm always cold. But I do think it's like low iron because I have these beet shoes that the medic at Home Ec gave me last year, and he gave me some for this season too. And I just like fell off over the summer, and I was like, guess I'm back to being cold. And then I started taking them again, and I was like, oh shit, it's that. I just needed to pump up the iron.
Oh, beet chews?
Mm-hmm. They're like little chewy tablets that have like beet extract in them. Until
you made the motion to your mouth, I thought you said beet shoes, and I was like, huh, she fell off wearing her beet shoes. I was like, so she has no rhythm.
I gotta put my, oh, that's funny. I thought you meant like beat the food, so I was putting my feet in beets.
Oh, what a funny misunderstanding.
Jordan found 7 nutrient deficiencies that are incredibly common. Iron deficiency, iodine deficiency.
And that's salt?
I guess so. It's an essential mineral for normal thyroid function. Vitamin D, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium.
So you can be magnesium deficient.
Yes,
I think
you
that's
can.
The one I asked about specifically.
Yes, you can.
Wait, Jordan, can you look up if we are a periodic table?
Yes, give me a second.
Thank you.
Are we a periodic table?
I gotta know if I'm that chart.
I had some sort of science class. I don't remember which one in high school. And the teacher was writing empty, like the word empty as M-T. I don't know why, but I missed that first time he did that. And I was like, empty, empty. And then eventually he said something and I was like, oh, empty. Like it's empty. Like there's nothing in it. I get it. And he just like rolled his eyes so hard at me and was like, oh, this girl. And then just like turned around and kept teaching.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Yeah. Teachers were mean to me.
Didn't the teacher throw your backpack in the hallway?
Yeah, that was another science teacher. Maybe science teacher specifically really didn't like me.
Yeah, they're like, you don't get to learn science.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Ankora, does the human body have all the elements of the periodic table in it? No, not even half of them.
Okay.
The presence of about 40 different elements has been found in living bodies. Hmm. Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Huh. Hmm. Okay. Wait, we got to get to the bottom of why teachers were mean to you. What were you doing?
I don't know.
Victim blaming.
What?
Yeah. And I'm not victim blaming you.
I was asking for it.
No, you were not. You're special.
It was the way I was carrying my books.
The way you read out loud was begging for it. Teachers, I mean, I guess they weren't nice to me either, but I was giving them a reason.
Yeah.
I was like,
a little batty.
Rah, 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 I'll never stop talking. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
I'm a busybody.
I was a little smart ass. If it was a class I didn't like or a teacher I didn't like, I would be super sarcastic. And I think they didn't like that. Because it was like a little hidden. It's not like completely disrespectful, but just a little. Not enough to send me away to the office. So I think they just like were like, I'll just be mean to her.
Oh, boy. I was the type of kid where they were like, oh, do you want to share what you're talking about with the class? And I'd be like, absolutely. So me and my good friend over here were speaking about Pepper Ann. You know that cartoon.
I loved that cartoon.
Me too. Pepper Ann,
Pepper Ann. Pepper Ann.
She's the cool for 7th grade. Pepper Ann, Pepper Ann. She's one in a million. Yes!
Man, cartoons used to have banger intros.
They really did.
Yeah.
I miss cartoons. I'm trying to like figure out a cartoon idea and I keep being like a little girl who's got a pig friend. And I'm like, what is that? What is that idea?
People like pigs.
I love pigs.
Peppa Pig, popular.
Oh, people did like the Peppa Pig.
Mm-hmm.
Peppa Pig was wild looking. I was like, this two-dimensional freak.
Yeah, it was like just like the side of its head had 2 eyes.
Yeah, it was not okay.
Mm-mm.
Why do kids like Peppa so much?
I never actually watched it, so I do not know.
I have no idea what Peppa's about. Jordan, please help us. What's Peppa about?
Peppa is about a young pig looking for salt.
Because he has an iodine deficiency.
Yeah.
Or inefficiency?
Deficiency.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry, Jordan. You can actually describe it. You know it.
Peppa Pig is... they're British. They're from the UK, so they all have British accents.
Oh, not from here.
Not from here.
Oh, from you the know they're
European
from
persuasion.
And it's a little kid show, so it's basically just Peppa Pig being like, "Oh, I love you, brother," and like very sweet little like. Her family takes adventures and they are in the car and she goes to school. And but it's also so popular that like TikTok and other social media forms just totally make fun of it. So and some moms have come out saying that their kids watch it so much that their kids are now having British accents.
Whoa.
That's honestly, I think, a commentary on parenting. And sometimes when kids love shows, the like Barney was so popular and Barney would be like, "I love you. Mm-hmm. You love." I'm like, do these kids just need a little bit more loving at home? Is that why they love these shows that say "I love you"?
Yeah, they're like, "Wow, I don't hear that enough." I mean,
isn't
this
that
purple
depressing?
Thing. It's a love deficiency.
Yeah. Love deficiency. We should be talking about that. That's the eighth most common deficiency in people.
They're craving love. Did you see that Steve from Blue's Clues is on TikTok?
I just
happened
saw
a while ago.
The TikTok, yeah, where he was like, "Hey, I went to college. I'm still here for you."
No, I almost cried. It was really nice. I was like, Steve, he gave us a reason. We didn't know. He just left so abruptly.
He really did. But I wasn't a huge Blue's Clues person because I didn't grow up with cable.
Okay.
You know? So I came to Blue's Clues rather old. And yeah. I was like, yeah, I get it. I don't understand why it was so popular, but I get it.
Yeah. I can't even remember if I actually watched it or if I just watched it with my little brother. But I definitely watched it. But I don't think I was actually the age that I was supposed to be for that show. But I still loved it. It was like really, it's actually a really good show.
I love how much you love Blue's Clues.
It just, I don't know. I think a lot of kids' shows, like young kid shows, I don't understand because I'm like, oh, I guess this is not for me. It's like, they're just like, "We're going to the woods." And then, I don't know. But this one was like,
"We're going to the woods. What are you watching?" What kid show? "We're going to the woods."
I don't know. Or like Peppa Pig. Jordan just fully explained it. I still don't know what that show's about. But Blue's Clues seemed like it was like, this is very grounded. We're getting letters. We're answering questions. Not very different from this show, honestly.
Oh my God, we're Blue's Clues. Are you blue and am I magenta?
Yes.
Wow. I don't know much about magenta. I just like that she's, you know, a fun color.
She's
or they're
fun.
A fun color.
There was a day where you showed up actually dressed like blue. Like you had a blue like top and bottom with like little spots
I'll
on
never
it.
Forget
and then
that
I was
day.
In like maroon. So I
you
was magenta.
You were magenta. I was blue. We were in Pasadena at the Container Store and I left the store so funny and nobody laughed.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. I've never been angrier. I gave a free show.
Hey, I loved it.
Thank you. You did laugh and I did appreciate it. I have got to wash my hair.
I
gotta
wash my hair too. I just took my twist
out.
It's tough.
I've been taking care of her. She's grown so much, my hair. And I was having a dandruff problem, but I figured out how to get rid of, or not. I'm like managing it much, much better. And Maria, my hair girl, she was like, "Nicole, no flakes." And I was like, "Thank you." I couldn't believe she said it like that. It made me laugh.
No
so
flakes.
So yeah, she's taking care of it.
What are you doing to manage that?
So I use this like this anti-dandruff shampoo and then I moisturize a lot more and I try to massage my head every day.
Oh.
With like a little, just a touch of like cocoa butter. And then I use this hair oil that Maria made me. And then I use this other oil. It's just like a lot of oils and then water. Like I put water in it like almost every day.
Oh, good.
I think my scalp was truly just like so fucking parched that it was just saying we should just get out of here.
We should get out of here. It's going to flake up and fall off.
We can't stay here. There's no water. Oh, my God. My head was like Mad Max. It was like, we got to get to the water. And then the flakes were the desert, the sand. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Should we answer a question?
What do you think?
Whatever you want, my friend.
Nicole, sometimes I want you to make a decision.
I would like to do questions, please.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling me how you felt.
No problem.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Tashir. I actually just left him a voicemail, and I had some issues with my phone, so apologies for getting this one. Ignore the other one. But I was just calling. I had a pretty sad friend breakup earlier this year. I've kind of come out the other end. I'm feeling a lot better. But I had lent her one of my favorite books. I'm the type of person that, like, goes crazy for annotating. I highlight important passages. I like to go back and reread those. And I really want my fucking book back. Use my language. How would you suggest I go about initiating conversation? Is it really petty of me to try to get my book back? Is it understandable? Do I call her, ask her to mail it? I don't know what to do. And I would love your advice because part of me doesn't really want to open the communication, but I do really want my book. So, yeah, I'm going to sign off now being a petty little bitch. Hope you're doing well. Thank you.
That's not petty. You just want your book back.
Mm-hmm.
I had a falling out with a friend, and we've been on and off of good terms over the years. And we were at a point where we were pretty good and communicating. And I was like, hey, do you have this jacket that I let you have for years ago? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, could I get that back? And then no response. And I still haven't got a response. And I don't, I'm going to ask again, but I still don't know what the status of the jacket
wow.
is or why I didn't get an answer. I have no idea.
Huh. Is this a jacket that you could just buy again?
No, it's actually a special jacket, but
oh
yeah.
No. Oh wow, I think I know what jacket you're talking about.
Yeah,
I think you can ask for it again.
And we're on good terms now, yeah. So I think I can ask, and if I get a strange response, I'll be like, what's up? Is it destroyed? What's going on with the jacket?
I think maybe a call.
Yeah,
because you can't run from a voice.
You can't run from
you
a
can
voice.
Ignore a text. You can run from text messages. You can't run from a voice.
Yeah. My assumption, because I'm just by myself conjecturing things on my own since I'm not getting information from this friend, is that maybe that felt like removing more of myself from him.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe he was like, oh, if this goes away, then I truly don't have any part of her. I don't know. I don't know because he didn't respond, but that's what I was guessing.
Yeah. Maybe you wait till you're in the same city mm-hmm. where the jacket is and
let's go to your place.
Yeah. But you bring a gift and you go, this is from me. Do my jacket. So you're switching out.
Here's a physical presence of me that you can have. And I would like to take my jacket back.
I think it's pretty okay to ask for the book back, and I think you can state your your boundaries. You can go, hey, I know that we're not on the best of terms right now, I know we stopped talking, but you do have a book of mine, it's, you know, my favorite book, may I please have it back? Or don't open the line of communication, go to Barnes and Noble.
I mean,
at the Grove or wherever your local bookstore is, and buy a new one.
But it sounds like she likes this one because she highlighted
the annotation.
It. Yeah, yes. She already did the work in the book, so she doesn't want to start all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you got to bite the bullet and just put up your boundaries and say, I would really like my book back.
But I wonder, I feel like I would feel some kind of way if a friend that, if we're on wonky terms, only ask me for the thing. Like, I don't know. I guess that we don't know what, like, how bad of terms they are on. But if they were, like, talking anyway,
mm-hmm.
hopefully about their relationship or anything else, maybe they don't need to talk about their relationship right now, and then the book came up, that would feel like a little more, I don't know, natural as opposed to like, she's only talking to me for her book. Okay, fine. All right. This really feels like a nail in the coffin kind of thing.
Mm. Well, maybe she wants to nail the coffin. I guess not, because she's, you know, calling us asking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's good. I just, if she doesn't feel like, she said she didn't want to open, or they said they didn't want to open up the like line of communication.
Yeah.
This is tough. But you want that book back.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Here's it. Here it is.
Okay.
You know where your friend lives. Park outside her house. Wait for her to go to work to leave.
Mm.
Break into her house. Get your fucking book, girl. Get your book. And if anyone asks what you're doing, you say, you ever heard of a book? And then they'll be so confused that you asked that. And you'll slide right out into your car.
And like really make it look like a break-in. Like leave the door open. Trash the place. Don't take anything else. Flip tables.
Yes.
Make her scared. Make her feel real.
Real scared.
Real scared for her safety.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And just do it every couple of months. So she's just so scared that she's like, I don't even know if I can leave my house. And then, and then you'll have your book back and a new hobby. I think we solved it.
I don't know if you did.
But no, we didn't. But I do think maybe, but like if our friend does not want to open the line of communication, I feel like talking about the relationship to then get to the book.
No,
is almost
right.
Like catfishing this friend into thinking that maybe friendship will happen.
Yeah.
Do you
and
know
it's
what
also
mean?
Like, yeah. And I understand if they're like exhausted talking about this and they just don't want to. They like the goal is really just the book at this moment.
Oh, maybe you have a mutual friend.
No.
Oh. A mutual friend who's like, hey, so-and-so knows that you guys are still like in a salty place, but she really wants her book back, or they really want their book back. No, that's bad to involve somebody.
Yeah, because then also I'd be like, they can't talk to me. We're on that bad of terms that she can't even talk to me. Jordan, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah.
Help.
We're spiraling.
You're not spiraling. I think you're doing a good job other than the breaking in one.
Oh,
you didn't like that?
That was the best.
Interesting.
I think it could be risque. I think one that I might try is if you do know where the person currently lives still, I maybe would have a friend that they don't know and have them dress up with like shades on and a full suit and have like paperwork or a document that like has a picture of the book, has like a written like statement of like the person will go up to the door, ring the doorbell, their friend will open the door and be like, who are you? And the person in the suit is like, I'm here by and from so and so. I'm here to collect my
like
belongings.
They're getting served. Like this, like they're sending a subpoena.
Okay. Yeah. And they show the picture of the book and they say, you have 2 minutes to retrieve the book before I leave. If you do not have the book, then we have to charge you the full amount of the book for the person to replace the book.
Wow.
Do a full thing. Or a family member if the friend doesn't know the family member.
Okay. I'm going to say, maybe on par with breaking in.
Yeah, that's as extreme as what we were describing, Jordan.
But at least the person knows, like, they're going to the door and actually confronting the person, not sneaking in when they're at work.
I would be like, are you scamming me? What is this? You have a picture of that? You're demanding this book?
Yeah.
I'd be like, she orchestrated this whole thing just because she didn't want to talk to me?
Yeah.
I think it's maybe you just got to talk to your friend if you want the book back.
Yeah.
And I think it might just be like, hey, I know we're not on the best terms, but I'd really like that book back. And I'm really sorry to bother you with this now.
Is it necessary to have the book now? Like,
yeah, she's really trying to reread whatever it is. She got to see what's highlighted on page 32.
She can't wait until they're better.
No, because what if she throws away the book?
Oh, fuck.
People do that. People throw books in the trash.
Because they hate knowledge.
They say words on pages. Where's my lighter? How am I gonna light it on fire?
The other way you could handle this is when you're texting the person about the book, you could say that like it's not even your book and that you have to give it back to the original owner.
But or, she highlighted it.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's her handwriting in that book.
Does the fan know that?
I think it's just, this is my favorite fucking book. I'm so sorry to bother you. I need it.
Yeah. Maybe it's just that.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're overthinking it. And she might be like, oh, thank God, I'm ready to fucking unload this encyclopedia. You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. Sorry to bother you, but do you have this book? I would like it.
Mm-hmm. Saul.
I hope it works out.
I hope it works out, too. Let us know how it goes at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com.
Or another one.
Oh,
I would love to see if you know the phone number. You started off great.
424-645-7003.
You got it!
Oh, my God!
You got it! Right off the dome.
Oh, my God. 424-643-7003.
Oh, no, it went away. But it did go away. But the first time, you had it.
What are the first three after 424?
645-7003.
Wow. That's weird because it happened unconsciously.
It's in there. It's in there.
Wow.
Wow. Let's see what else people have to say.
Yeah.
This is an email.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. On the most recent pod, Nicole asked for advice to stop snoring. I was moaning today. Last year, I read this book called
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know why that happened.
What? Brah. Your brain just like died.
He can read.
Please. Okay. Last year, I read this cool book called Breath about how important breathing through your nose is for your health, among other topics. That's where I learned about mouth taping, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's supposed to be pretty uncomfortable at first, but it's supposed to help prevent snoring by forcing you to get used to breathing through your nose in sleep. I'm including a link if that's helpful. Also, it'd be worth sharing that while studies on this have been flawed, most sexual health experts believe that wearing socks during sex leads to more orgasms. Might be worth investing in some sexy ones.
Get out right now.
Well, I'm already wearing socks.
Are you having some wonderful orgasms?
I am, but I guess I haven't tallied socks versus non-socks.
Well, you better get you a fucking flowchart.
Yeah, I got to start or next Excel to my bed.
Spreadsheet. Interest. I've heard of mouth taping, and I've tried to do it.
Oh, really?
But it's uncomfortable. Your mouth.
What kind
is
of tape do you
shut.
Use?
I got this sleep person tape, but also okay. I think I put it on wrong because it wasn't that sticky. My mouth didn't stay closed.
I would also be worried. I drool a lot in my sleep, so I'd be worried that it would get wet and just like slide off my mouth.
Yeah, but for like half the night, maybe you didn't snore.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
I
like
guess
you're
I'm
kidnapping yourself.
I'm like, ah,
please help.
I wonder if
you
I'll
tie
moan
yourself up.
Through it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can moan right through it. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the open mouth that's the issue, it's the vocal cords. It's that voice box
the
that won't
stop.
The
vocal cords are working overtime. And then some people have been like, maybe you have sleep apnea, but it doesn't sound like I stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
You're breathing too much, honestly.
Yeah, just heavy. Yeah, too much.
I moan in my sleep. I don't know if this is helpful information, but I moan in my sleep.
Do you also snore?
No.
Oh, I do both.
Oh, okay.
I'm noisy.
She also plays the drums. It's wild.
I sing songs. I'm a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really oscillated between woman and man and landed on man. You know, whatever. Gender's a spectrum. We're all fluid. It's a fucking prison to name what you are. I don't know.
And yeah, I think I don't know, but I would guess most people make some kind of noise when they sleep, but I don't know.
So.
I guess it just depends. It varies on the the volume and frequency.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you make noise.
Ooh.
But they're just like, and then you're like sleeping.
Oh, so I moan too.
Just like getting comfortable. Like maybe you move a little bit and you're like,
I didn't, I guess I do that also when I'm awake. Like I didn't realize, like I was getting into bed. I was pulling the covers. I was like, and my man was like, whoa, you are really getting comfortable. And I was like, what? What do you mean?
Well, you love being comfortable.
I really do.
You're like, the day is done. I'm finished sitting on all my chairs. Better move to the bed so I can lay down.
I need a bigger surface area to sit.
What kind of mattress do you have? Is it like a big comfy one?
It is a big comfy one. I can't remember the brand. I think we've had it for a minute. It's a king size.
Mm.
It's very tall.
Mm.
And it's like one of those combination ones. Because I don't like it too firm or too soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the middle. The Goldilocks of mattresses.
I love a firm mattress. Let me sleep on a rock.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. The harder, the better.
Yeah.
And my mattress in my room is like a little too soft for me. And I might need to get a different one.
Yeah. The mattress on the day bed in the guest room is too soft for me.
Mm.
No guests have complained about it yet, but every time I sit down, I'm like, too soft. So I might get a like a mattress pad or something on top.
In my guest room, Mateo slept in there and he was like, Nicole, what is this mattress? It's so hard. And I was like, it's comfy, right? And he was like, no. So I'm like, I should get like a mattress pad to make it a little softer for guests. But yeah. I like sleeping in there sometimes when I'm looking for my rock sleep.
That is interesting to think about accommodating for guests, because I'm going to want to get a mattress that I like. But then I don't know what my guests are going to want. They might be like, this is too soft, too hard.
We once went on vacation to Palm Springs, and this house had the wildest beds. Your bed was like two beds held together by like a broken frame.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
My bed was like a day bed, mm-hmm. and it was very poorly put together from like West Elm.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I moved on it, it'd be like, aah! And I was like, I cannot break this bed in my sleep. So I slept on the floor for two of the nights because I was like, I can't.
That house seemed like it was one of those like showroom houses where everything looked nice, but it was like poorly put together.
So poorly put together.
It wasn't meant for humans to actually use this.
Absolutely not. And then after you left, I slept in your bed and then the bed separated. Oh, wait, did you leave early? No, I think we left together.
I thought we left at the same time. Yeah.
Huh. How did I sleep in that bed? Oh, maybe I took a nap in that bed because I was like, I'm sleeping on the floor and I need something just a little softer.
Yeah.
And then like the bed separated and I was like, am I breaking all these beds?
I don't think it's you. I think the beds were just bad.
Is it me?
No.
Yeah, that was a wild house.
Freaking wild.
And no good room for sitting.
Mm-mm.
The living room is not my kind of house. For sitting. Yeah. I love a nice big living room for tee-hee-hees, sitting, maybe a movie,
mm-hmm.
maybe a puzzle put together.
Ooh, yeah. When we were in Yucca Valley, mm-hmm. we put a puzzle together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very fun. But then you didn't see you left before that we completed the whole puzzle, and there was one piece missing.
God bless. I would have lost my top.
Infuriating.
Who did this?
It could have been another Airbnb guest. Mm. It could have been the owner. But it's rude.
It's very rude. Don't put out a puzzle if you don't have all the pieces. And that should be said for people. If I can't figure you out, you shouldn't be out here on the apps letting people date you, okay?
You complete your own damn puzzle before you present yourself to the world.
And then you can roll up to me. And if you fall apart because puzzles aren't meant for travel, that's okay. We have all your pieces.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, that's deep. Oh my God, maybe I'm talking about myself. Maybe I need to get all my pieces together.
Damn.
Whatever, 2022, she's gonna have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. Da da ba dee ba da da do Ba-da-dee-dee-doo-doo-doo. Email us, NicoleandSashir@gmail.com, 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends, and we have a bonus series on Stitcher Premium, and you should check it out.
Yeah, you should. Lastly, don't forget to rate... Why did you... Lastly, don't forget...
Yeah, you should.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yes, support. Okay.
All right.
Have a good one.
Sashir, I hope your one is good too.
Wow. Thanks.